Now continue our worship with the scripture reading for today.
我哋继续去崇拜，我哋一齐读今日嘅经文。
Scripture reading is in the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verses 1 to 21.
经文会喺创世记第15章第一到第21节。
We will be reading this in unison, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我哋先用英文一齐嚟读。然后用广东话一起来读。
Let us begin. Sometime later, the Lord spoke to Abram in a vision and said to him, Do not be afraid, Abram, for I will protect you, and your reward will be great. But Abram replied, O sovereign Lord, what good are all your blessings when I don't even have a son? Since you've given me no children,Eleazar of Damascus, a servant in my household, will inherit all my wealth. You have given me no descendants of my own, so one of my servants will be my heir. Then the Lord said to him, No, your servant will not be your heir, for you will have a son of your own who will be your heir. Then the Lord took Abram outside and said to him,Look up into the sky and count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you will have. And Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him as righteous because of his faith. Then the Lord told him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land as your possession. But Abram replied, O sovereign Lord,How can I be sure that I will actually possess it? The Lord told him, Bring me a 3-year-old heifer and a 3-year-old female goat, a 3-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. So Abram presented all these to him and killed them. Then he cut each animal down the middle and laid the halves side by side. He did not, however, cut the birds in half.Some vultures swooped down to eat the carcasses, but Abram chased them away. As the sun was going down, Abram fell into a deep sleep, and a terrifying darkness came down over him. Then the Lord said to Abram, You can be sure that your descendants will be strangers in a foreign land. Well, they will be oppressed as slaves for 400 years, but I will punish the nation that enslaves them.And in the end, they will come away with great wealth. As for you, you will die in peace and be buried at a ripe old age. After 4 generations, your descendants will return here to this land, for the sins of the Amorites do not yet warrant their destruction. After the sun went down and darkness fell, Abram saw a smoking firepot.And a flaming torch passed between the halves of the carcasses. So the Lord made a covenant with Abram that day and said, I have given this land to your descendants, all the way from the border of Egypt to the great Euphrates River. The land now occupied by the Kenites, Kenizzites, Kadmonites, Hittites, Perizzites, Rephaites, Amorites, Canaanites, Gergashites,Jebusites.
OK. 創世記第十五章第一節。寫事以後，耶和華在異象中有話對亞伯蘭說：亞伯蘭，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的賞賜你。亞伯蘭說：主耶和華，主耶和華。当我见你，主，你还赐我什么呢？并且还成就我家业的，是大马色人以利以谢 （Wethri）。亚伯兰又说：你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人，就是我的后嗣。耶和华又有话对他说：这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。（Verse 5）於是領他走到外邊，說：你向天觀看，數算眾星，能數得過來麼？ 又对他说，你的后裔将要如此。亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以为他的义。 verse 7，耶和华又对他说，我是耶和华，曾领你出了加勒底的吾尔，为要将这地赐你为业。亚伯兰说，主耶和华啊，我怎能知道必得这地为业呢？ verse 9，他说，你为我取一只三年的母牛，一只三年的母山羊，一只三年的公绵羊，一只斑鸠，一只拖甲。 verse 10，亚伯兰又取了这些来，这样劈开分成两半，一半对着一半的摆列，只有了没有劈开。 verse 11，又刺了下来，落在那死畜的肉上，亚伯兰就把它吓飞了。日头正落的时候，亚伯兰沉沉的睡了，忽然有惊人的大黑暗落在他身上。 verse 12，亚伯和华对亚伯兰说，你要的确知道，你的后裔必寄居别人的地，又服侍那地的人，那地的人要苦待他们400年，并且他们所要服侍的那国，我要停罚。后来他们必带着许多财物从那里出来。 15，但你要享大寿数，平平安安的归到你列祖那里，被人埋葬。到了第四代，他们必回到此地，因为亚摩利的人的罪孽还没有满盈。 17，日落天黑，不连有冒烟的炉，定烧着的火把从那肉块中经过。当那日，我已赐给你的后裔，从埃及河直到伯大大河之地，乃至就是基尼利人、基尼洗人、亚诺尼人、客人、比利洗人、利弗音人、亚摩利人、迦南人、格拉纳人、耶布斯人之地。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
愿神祝福读嘅同埋听佢话语嘅人。
The title of the message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is The Promise Keeper.
题目之今日嘅全讲嘅信息嘅题目系承诺遵守者。
If you were with us last time, we looked at the same passage, Genesis 15, portion of Abraham's story.
咁如果你上个星期同我一齐嘅时候，你都会听过啊呢、这个亚伯拉呢、这个创世纪第十五章上半节亚伯兰嘅故事。
And we focused on verse 6 last time.
咁上次我哋主要讲嘅系第六节。
And if you were here and you recall,That's one of the most important verses in the entire Bible.
可以讲系成本圣经里边最重要嘅一卷嘅章节，一个嘅章节。
As you just read and you read last time, Abram, again he's called Abram before Abraham because God converted him and changes his name. Abram believed the Lord, and God counted.That is reckoned Abram as righteousness.
咁呢度嘅亚伯兰，即系后来嘅亚伯拉罕，佢讲到话佢信耶和华，耶和华就赐为他的义。
And if you recall, what that means, in other words, is Abram was brought by God into a right relationship with God on the basis of what? Abram's faith.
因为亚伯兰佢嘅信，于是神将佢当为义。
Faith in what? His trust in God's plan of salvation.
只系基于一样嘢，就话佢信神信神嘅信实。
And in a pithy nutshell summary of last week, faith is taking God at His word.
咩叫做信呢？就话你信神所讲嘅说话， 就咁样信咗佢。
Today we're going to focus on the first 8 verses and put verse 6 in its context.
咁我哋会今日睇第一到第八节，将呢个嘅第六节放翻喺呢节嘅经文里边，我哋去睇。
God here is trying to help Abram with his fear.
咁神点样帮助亚伯兰去面对佢嘅恐惧咧
？And so what does God say to Abram initially?
当耶和华喺开头嘅时候点同亚伯兰讲嘢咧
？How does God deal with Abram's fear?
咁面对亚伯兰佢嘅恐惧，耶和华又点样做咧？
Well, the answer is in the text, the first part of verse 1.
在这个的经文的第一到第五节已经讲了给我听。
I, this is God speaking, I am your shield. And a better translation would be, I am your shield and your glory, your very great reward.
咁喺第一节佢讲得好清楚，佢话我系你嘅盾牌，或者更加详细啲讲嘅就话佢亦都系佢嘅光荣。
I am. That should ring a bell to you if you're familiar with God and His names in the Old Testament.
如果你熟悉呢个旧约圣经嘅时候，好多时佢讲到话我系。
That's God's covenant name.
呢个就系神喺约里边嗰一个嘅名字。
He says, I am your shield and your glory, your very great reward.
他说我是你的盾牌，他说我也是你的光荣，我也会大大的赏赐你。
The only place in all the Pentateuch, the 5 books of Moses, where we're told the word of God came to somebody, is here. It's the only place.
在整个摩西五经里面，就是这里讲到说神的话语去临到一个人的身上。
How do we know that? Chapter 50 says, Then the word of the Lord came to Abram.
他说到神的话语是临到亚伯兰的身上。
Does that sound familiar, that phrase, Then the Lord came to him? The prophets.
如果你看这个先知，就会看到就说神的话语临到去到一个人的身上。
In other words, a clear, audible, extremely strong statement from the living God comes to Abram.
是一个很强烈、很清楚的一个的对话，讲到神的说话临到一个人的身上。
And the first thing God says to Abram, do not be afraid. Abram, I am your shield. I am your glory. I am your very great reward.
在第一节他说，亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，我是你的荣耀，必大大的赏赐你。
I got to test if you're awake. It's only 10:30 on a weekend. What was Abram's response to that? Verses 2 and 3. You just read it. What was his reaction? What was his response?
我想考下你了。在第二、第三节里面，亚伯兰对神有什么回应呢？
I won't call on you. Anyone, what's his response?
有冇人可以话俾我听吓？亚伯兰有咩回应咧
？I'll paraphrase it for you. Hey, Lord, I'm still shaking. I'm a little scared. I'm still kind of scared. And then he goes on, right? He says what? Oh, sovereign Lord, you said you were going to bless the world and bring your salvation to the world through my descendants. I remain childless. What's going on?
咁亚伯兰好简单吓，佢亦都好震惊。佢同神话：主啊，你话咗咁多嘢，俾咗咁多嘢我，咁但我都冇一个儿子，将来边一个会系我嘅后事咧
？Remember, he just got clear statement from God.Nobody else in the Pentateuch ever got one.
咁你谂下就话，冇一个人喺世上除咗佢，而神啱啱同佢讲咗一句嘅说话。
And he's still saying, I'm pretty scared. You give me no child.
亚伯兰好震惊，佢话你都冇俾一个嘅后嗣我，我点样有呢个将来咧
？I put it another way to you. God had made this promise to Abram, right? Abram is saying to God, how can I be sure about you?
我怎么清楚知道你是哪一个呢? 你说了给的东西我, 你都没有给到我。
Well, let me put it on. I have doubts, God. Doubts about you.
主啊, 我对你, 我有很多的怀疑, 我怎么知道你就是你呢?
How can I know, God, that you're going to do this, that you're going to carry through on your promise?
我怎么知道你所答应了应许的, 你会实践呢?
And then God responds in verse 4 in the text.
第四节他这么说,
Guys, we hit slide 4. Then the Lord said to him, no, your servant will not be your heir, for you will have a son of your own who will be your heir.
跟主耶和华说这个仆人不会成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。
A better translation is in the NIV, your own flesh and blood. Be your own flesh and blood, your own body.
他说你肉身是你从你而出的，自会成为你的后嗣。
And then verse 5.
第五节,
God led him outside, right? And the famous line, oh, look up into the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. So shall your offsprings be.
跟着第五节，亦都是另一段好出名的经文。 他说到，他说你向天举看，数算众星，能数得过来么？ 又对他说，你的后裔将要如此。Right?
He said, not just one child, Abram. You're going to have all these descendants, like a fruitful vine, all these as numerous as the stars.
他说你将来的后裔，好像这个天上的星星那么多。
Do you know what's going on? God is giving Abraham assurance. Assurance. My word is good. You can count on it.
他这里讲到就说神给这个亚伯兰有一个确据，令他知道他讲的说话是对的。
Abraham is just like us. We have doubts. We have questions for God.
他说我对你的话语，我有这个怀疑。
And God says, look at this.
他说你看看。
He speaks to him, and we're told in verse 6, God, Abram believed the Lord, right? And that famous verse, right? He counted, he reckoned, he credited it to Abram as righteousness.
于是我就有了第六节，他讲到说，亚伯拉罕、亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就此定为他的义。
But God doesn't stop there, verse 7, right?
但是神他没有 他还继续跟他说,在第七节里面他这么说,
God also says to Abram, I am, again that famous phrase, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to take possession of it.
接着一句很出名的说话,就是从他再一次讲到说,我是耶和华,曾领你出了加勒底的吾尔,为要将这地赐你为业。
And then what did Abram say?
但跟着亚伯兰又说什么呢?
The latter half of verse 7. What was... Did Abram say, oh, that's great. What did he say?
他不是说,那就好了,但他这么说。
Oh, sovereign Lord, how can I know that I will gain possession of the land? More doubt. God answered him. More doubt is Abram's reply.
虽然耶和华一次一次跟亚伯兰说话，但他依然对神有这个怀疑。跟着第八节，他说：主耶和华，我怎能知这地必得这地为业呢？
Abraham comes right back to God. So what? I still doubt.
是啊，你讲了你的说话，但我对你依然有我的怀疑在这里。
Actually, it's more accurate to say the doubts are gone. Now they're back. They're a little different now because I got a little bit, you know, I examined things a little bit more. I still have some doubts.
好像虽然他有一个的怀疑解释了，但跟着他又有另一个的怀疑在这里。
So, see his response? Doubts are gone. Doubts are back. Not quite the same doubts, but still, I doubt.
亞伯拉罕有佢嘅懷疑，跟住神解釋咗，跟住佢有另一種嘅懷疑。
You guys are pretty bright.
你大家都係聰明嘅人。
God says, "I'm the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to take possession of it."
佢話：我係耶和華你嘅神，曾領你出呢個加勒底嘅吾爾。
What's God doing there?
神究竟喺嗰度做咗啲咩嘢咧
？What's he doing?
究竟做緊啲咩嘢咧
？God's reminding Abram of what? The promise, the covenant, the agreement.
佢再重新提醒翻佢曾經同神所立過嘅約。
Right, covenant is important theme. Important thing in the Bible.
約喺聖經裏邊係一個好重要嘅一個嘅主題。
I am. It's God's covenant name, His special name, Yahweh. I am the Lord.
佢話：我係耶和華，我係你嘅主。
And God's using that covenant name, saying, "We have an agreement. We have a relationship."
喂，你記唔記得曾經我哋有過呢個嘅契約？我哋有過呢個嘅關係。
God says, "I'm giving you this promised land if you walk before me and obey me."
佢話：你喺我嘅面前，你去跟隨我嘅路行，我會將呢一啲嘅地俾咗你。
But Abraham, as you see in verse 8, is actually again filled with doubts, but they're not quite the same doubts.
但你睇到就亞伯蘭，雖然經歷咗咁多嘅嘢，佢依然有佢嘅懷疑，雖然係另一種嘅懷疑。
Do you see what he's saying?
佢講緊咩咧？
Guys, slide 2. Abram said prior to God this, "You made this promise to me, God, remember? Way back."
佢話：你記唔記得主啊？你曾經對我做過咁嘅承諾。
How can I be sure you're going to keep that promise?
我點知道你會守翻你嘅約、你嘅承諾咧
？I have my doubts about you, God.
主啊，我對你我有我嘅懷疑。
Because it's been a while, you know, it's been over 10 years.
我已經等咗十年啦，你嘅承諾幾時會兑現咧？
Now Abram says, "We have this agreement in which I have to obey you for this land, and then you'll give me the land. But now I don't know whether I, Abraham, can carry this out."
佢話：我已經聽你嘅説話我聽你嘅説話有十年啦。但係你幾時至將呢個地俾過我咧
？How do I know, God, that I, Abraham, will be able to carry out this task.
我點知道我可以去做到你吩咐俾我呢一個嘅任務咧
？Do you see what Abraham's saying?
你究竟聽唔聽得明？究竟亞伯拉罕講嘅係咩意思咧
？I have doubts about me. I have doubts about you. I have doubts about me.
我對我自己有我嘅懷疑，做唔做到？我對你亦都有呢個嘅懷疑。
Does that sound familiar?
係咪好
？In our Christian life, in our Christian walk,
喺我哋嘅基督徒嘅生命裏邊我哋同神同行嘅路上邊，其實係咪好相似咧
God, this is a while ago. Should I move from California to New York just because my classmate says, "Hey, you ought to plant a church here"? Am I crazy?
我個舊同學叫我由加州搬嚟呢個紐約去做一個直堂嘅工作，我係咪應該咁做咧
？You know, God, I like it here in Northern California. It's pretty nice. You know, do you know, God, a lot of people want to live here. A lot of people want to move here.
好多人想搬嚟加州住，而我已經住咗喺度，我亦都覺得呢一度好舒適。我點解要搬咧
？Besides, God, my uncle lives right in the next town. Amazing. He's like my surrogate dad. My dad died in 1978.
我爸爸好早死咗，我有一個伯住喺我嘅附近，佢好似我第二個爸爸咁。點解我要走咧
？How do I know？
我點知道呢一條路係你所想我所行嘅咧
？Whether you will keep your promise or whether I can carry out the task。
我可唔可以做到呢一個嘅工作？你亦都會唔會去守你嘅承諾咧
？Abraham's not sure. Has his doubts. Has more doubts. God answers. Abraham has more doubts.
咁當亞伯拉罕問咗第一個問題，神答咗佢之後，佢反而有更加多嘅問題。
We're going to get to the ceremony next time. That's verses 9 to 21, the actual cutting up of the animals and We'll get to that next time. We're going to look at, as I said before, in the introduction, verses 1 to 8 here, and there are two things that you need to take home here.
9 到 21 节我们会下个礼拜会再讲讲到这个的仪式，但是今天1至8节我们会重点所讲两样的东西。
First, God is actually quite open to our doubts. He's open, He wants you to come with questions.
第一样东西就是当你有问题的时候，神是欢迎你有你的问题。
This is pretty interesting here. God shows up and says, I am the Lord. I will do this, I will do that. Abraham says, how can I be sure?
当神一来到，他说我是耶和华你的神的时候，反而令到这个亚伯兰有很多的问题。
I want you to think about that. Who is he talking to?
我们想想想，究竟他跟哪一个人在这里讲什么呢？
Abraham is talking to God. God who made heaven and earth. God the author and perfecter of his faith, God, the creator, the sustainer. He's talking to God.
亚伯兰所对话的是这个创造天地万物的主，也是令到我们的信心创始成终的主。
Why doesn't God say, how dare you? How dare you, Abram? Who are you to say about anything about me?
当亚伯兰对他有怀疑的时候，神不是说啊，你够胆啊，竟然去怀疑我啊，去冲撞我，他不是这么讲。
Read the text. God doesn't do that. He doesn't do that. He says, come on, Abraham, give me more. More of your doubts, more of your questions.
但相反来讲，神对亚伯兰讲，将你的问题摆在我的面前，将你所有的怀疑放在我的面前。
When Abraham shows up,God answers him again and again and again. He answers Abram's fears.
他对于亚伯兰的恐惧，他当场的去帮他解释。
Slide four, guys. On the one hand, God is very patient with doubters like us. He's very patient.
对于很多怀疑他的人，神很多时候有他的很有耐性去面对。
But at the same time,At the same time, he does not let you stay in your doubt.
但另一方面，神亦都唔想你继续留恋喺你嘅怀疑嘅里边。
God doesn't say, "Oh well, Abraham, you're a human being. You're going to doubt. You're flawed."
佢唔系话啊，亚伯兰，你有你嘅怀疑吓，咁你又喺你嘅怀疑里边啦。
No, God chases us. He comes back again.And again and again, he challenges you. He challenges your doubts.
但相反嚟讲，佢挑战亚伯兰对佢嘅怀疑，佢去喺后边去追住亚伯兰，想俾佢一个嘅解释。
Okay, kids, quiz time. Who is the most famous doubter in the New Testament?
喺新约圣经里边吓，想问恩若堂的儿童，哪一个是一个最出名怀疑神的人呢？
Is there junior church today? That's over here. Don't hide, don't hide.
哪一个是新约圣经里面最出名怀疑神的人呢？
Come on, shout it out.
Chioko.
Yes, Thomas. Good. Where? Where is that found?
是这个新约圣经里面的多马。多马在哪里怀疑神呢？
John, you're right, John. 20. Good, very good.
在这个约翰福音里面，他提到多马去怀疑神。
Thomas wasn't present when the Lord, the risen Christ, appears before some of his disciples, right?
当这个耶和华去显现升天的时候，多马没有跟他们一起。
And when told that Jesus is risen,I doubt it.
当人哋话俾你听，耶稣佢复活嘅时候，佢唔喺嗰度，佢有佢嘅怀疑。
I gotta be there myself. I gotta put my fingers into the holes in his hands and his side.
佢话我要见到佢，我要将我手指摸到佢嘅伤痕，咁我就信啦。
And when Jesus shows up, the resurrected Christ, what does he say? Does he scold Thomas?
当耶稣基督向他显现的时候，耶稣是不是立刻去责备 多馬嘅不信
咧？Does he say, get with the program?
佢咪話你要要咁樣咁樣做。
No, he says, here, Thomas, try it out. Touch the wounds. See that I'm real.
佢話你去掂下，觸摸我嘅傷痕，睇下我呢個嘅被釘痕穿過嘅手係咪真嘅咧
？Stop doubting and believe.
佢話你唔好再去懷疑，你只要信。
That's God. He's perfect, perfect balance. Do you see that?
你睇唔到神喺中間去做咗一個平衡喺度。
On the one hand, Jesus doesn't show up and scold Thomas and say, "How dare you?"
佢第一，佢唔係向多馬顯現即刻去鬧多馬，責怪佢嘅不信。
No, he challenges Thomas's doubts. He says, "You want to touch these? Go ahead."
你咪想去試下觸摸下我嘅傷痕咧？你即刻去做啦。
He addresses some of the doubts.
佢對好多嘅懷疑、不信佢去面對佢哋嘅問題。
We discussed this in English fellowship too, just in a context, different context. He wants to relate to us, so he holds back. The glorified Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, holds back because he wants to be near us.
去唔好即刻去責備將佢自己向佢哋顯現。
On the other hand, he says, "Stop doubting." What's it? Stop doubting, Thomas.
但係另一方面，佢都叫佢唔好再繼續去懷疑。
Because God refuses to let you accept your doubts.
但係另一方面，佢都唔想你去繼續去喺你嘅懷疑嘅裏邊。
He doesn't just sit there and say, "Oh, you're a human being. You know, you're a human being."You got a doubt.
佢唔係話你大家都係人你有懷疑係應該嘅。
No, he's gentle, but he'll challenge you on your premises.
佢會對你好温柔，但另一方面，佢都去挑戰你嘅不信。
Because he's concerned about your faith and your eternal destiny.
因為佢都去為你嘅將來喺你永恆裏邊，你嘅命運，佢去為你擔憂。
He's pretty so creative. He said, "You know, that didn't help. You try this."
你唔信啊？你試下啦。
There's a perfect balance. I'll tell you why it's important to keep this in mind.
佢話呢個係一個好好嘅一個平衡，我都希望你會去記得。
It's because we do struggle.
因為我每個人都會掙扎。
We do struggle with assurance and doubt.
好多時候，我哋對我哋究竟有冇呢個嘅確據，我哋會去掙扎。
We do go back and forth, yielding to our doubts sometimes.
我哋好似喺我哋信仰嘅生命上邊來來回回，好多時候對我哋嘅懷疑我哋去俾我哋嘅懷疑去戰勝我哋。
And on our good days, we seek after answers.
好嘅日子我哋會去努力去尋求神。
There's spiritual doubts, there's religious doubts, there's life doubts.
我哋喺呢個生命上邊，喺屬靈上邊，喺宗教上邊有我哋嘅懷疑。
But you can't acquiesce. God says, "Don't acquiesce to those doubts."
但神唔係淨係對我哋嘅懷疑即刻做一個反應咁簡單。
It's not good to accept them. Don't accept them reluctantly.
唔係淨係話對呢啲嘢好無奈咁去接納。
Maybe you come from a setting in a church that says, "Don't you dare doubt."
或者可能你嘅宗教、你嘅教會嘅背景，你嚟自教會話叫你唔好去懷疑。
And those churches are mistaken. You know why they're mistaken? Because it is safe to doubt. Look at Abram's story.
如果你睇翻亞伯拉罕嘅故事嘅時候，你對一啲事嘅懷疑係啱，亦都係健康嘅。
And if you don't create an atmosphere where people can ask questions and grow up spiritually, you're going to lose your teens.
如果你唔去俾下一代佢哋去懷疑，俾佢哋有問題，亦都俾機會佢哋咁做嘅時候佢哋慢慢會流失。
You're going to lose your young people.
你會下一代會離開呢個教會。
Again, I'm not picking on churches, but there are some churches that are too staunch. You say, "What's the matter with you? You're doubting."
有啲教會對於人問題嘅時候，佢哋好強烈嘅反應，唔准許人哋去懷疑。
And that's an atmosphere for departure of your young.
咁咧就造成咗一個機會嚇，俾年輕一代去離開。
Because you're unable to open up, you're unable to get any answers.
因為你冇機會嚇，俾一個嘅答案俾到佢哋。
Then again, we live in a New York City, sophisticated secular New York City.
咁但係另一方面，我哋住喺紐約嚇，紐約係一個嚇。應該係好一個嘅高知識分子嘅地方。
And you don't have to work and live in New York City for long to know what's the culture here.
你唔需要住喺紐約好耐，你好清楚知道紐約嘅文化係點樣樣。
If you say you have any certainty about a faith, you know what they're going to say? You're from the farms.
如果你話俾喺紐約話俾人哋聽啊，你有一個好強烈嘅信仰嘅時候啊，啲人話啊，你嘅鄉下出嚟㗎啦。
You're a naive country bumpkin。
啊，你嘅嗰啲鄉下仔啊，一腳牛屎。
Because we're sophisticated city types, and it's always good to doubt and be skeptical about everything。
因為我係嚟自一個啊高級知識啊分子嘅社會啊，對每一樣嘢應該都去懷疑。
Because who knows everything? Who knows anything?
冇人樣樣嘢都識曬，冇人樣樣嘢都知道。
Everything's relative.
咩都係相對。
You have a secular culture that makes doubt a virtue.
我哋今日所存在嘅社會，覺得懷疑係一個適當嘅啊文化。
And then you have a traditional culture.
但另一方面，我哋有一個傳統嘅文化。
In which says doubt's a no-no.
但我哋會話啊，你唔可以啊有懷疑問任何嘅問題。
That's why you need the Bible.
所以我哋需要呢個嘅聖經。
Because God is gentle with our doubts.
因為神對我哋嘅懷疑係非常之呢個嘅温柔。
But God never accepts that as a place where you can live and hang your hat forever.
但係神亦都唔會容許你永遠流連喺呢個懷疑嘅裏邊。
That's why this story is so precious to us, because God wants you to wrestle with your doubts.
所以呢個故仔對我哋好重要，因為神想我哋去對於我哋今日嘅不信、我哋嘅懷疑嚇喺裏邊，我哋有掙扎，我哋會去思想呢個答案。
So my question to you this morning is, what do you do with your questions?
我今日想問你嘅問題就話，當你有不信、你有問題嘅時候，你會點樣做呢？
When a temptation comes before you,
當你嘅面前有一個引誘嘅時候，你會點樣做呢？
And it rears its ugly head to doubt God's purposes for your life.
你會去對於神喺你生命上邊你嘅目的啊，你有呢個嘅懷疑呢？
Well, Abram here helps us. You lay out your concern before God. You bring it before Him.
在这个故事里面很简单，亚伯兰将他自己的问题放在神的面前。
Because that's what he wants. He wants you to draw near him. He wants you to come with questions.
神想你走近他面前去问他这些问题。
And Abraham does that. He takes all his concerns in Genesis 15, his fears and his doubts, and he lays them before the Lord.
在这个创世纪第十五章里面，亚伯兰将他的恐惧、将他的问题完完全全的放在神的面前。
You know, many of you don't do that.
很多人都不会这样做。
Some of us keep our feelings all bottled up inside.
很多人可能将我们的啊很多的啊的情感的所有的问题啊吞了落肚里面。
And we sort of pretend.
去將擺一個好好嘅面孔喺人哋嘅面前。
Everything's fine.
啊，樣樣都好好。
And evidently, as we notice, things aren't fine.
咁但係當你去睇清楚嘅時候，問個事情唔係咁完美。
Because we won't admit the truth. We won't admit we struggle with belief in God's goodness to me at this moment.
就算神今日對我咁好嘅時候，我有冇喺神嘅面前去承認我自己嘅不信，我嘅問題呢？
And so we just go on to pretend. There's no problems.
好似我哋戴住一個假面具去繼續過我哋嘅生活。
And that's reflected in our public prayers.
好簡單嚇，聽下我哋自己嘅祈禱。
Because the requests don't reflect the reality of the struggles.
因為你喺呢個祈禱裏邊啊提出嘅需要，同呢個實際生活上邊根本都唔符合。
Again, God is never shocked when you tell Him the truth, because He knows the truth.
神好清楚知道事实喺边度，所以每一次当你将你事实摆明喺神嘅面前，神亦都唔会去震惊。
He knows your most inmost thoughts。
神好清楚喺你心底里边，你究竟谂紧啲咩嘢。
So go ahead and draw near and just confess them to Him。
所以你好简单去到神嘅面前，向神去承认你自己所有嘅问题。
And by the way, Christian community is helpful too。
但另一方面，一个基督徒嘅群体亦都系应该帮助你。
When you hash out, talk things over about your struggles with a mature Christian。
當你將你自己嘅懷疑，將你自己嘅問題向一個初信或者信得比你短嘅人去分享嘅時候
，Be humble enough to let them speak into your life。
俾人哋有呢個機會向你去申訴佢嘅問題。
Because with the truth of God's word and the power of the Holy Spirit, good things can happen。
因為當你咁樣做嘅時候，好嘅事會去發生。
Well, we know here from the text that how God responds to Abram's questions and doubts.
我哋喺呢個經文裏邊去睇到神點樣去面對亞伯蘭嘅問題。
And the second go around, God is more specific.
到第二次嘅時候，神更加去清楚仔細嘅解釋。
He kind of spells it out for Abram, you know, a little bit more in detail.
佢將對亞伯蘭講咗更加多嘅細節出嚟。
And you can see that in verse 4. His heir will not be a servant, nor even a distant relative like Lot.
在第四節裏面，神很清楚說，他說這個人以利以謝不會成為你的後嗣。
But Abraham will have a son from his own body, or as the NIV puts it, from his own flesh and blood.
是你親生生的，就會成為你的後嗣。
Again, we see God doesn't chastise Abram for his doubts.
神對於亞伯蘭嘅不信神好清楚。
But God accommodates Himself to Abram's weaknesses.
佢對於亞伯蘭佢嘅軟弱，神好去體會佢。
Amazing, He accommodates Himself. This is God. This is God accommodates Himself to meet you.
係一個嘅神去體會到人嘅軟弱，然後去回答佢嘅問題。
And even though we don't receive personal promises from God in audible voices.
或者今日我哋唔会好似亚伯兰咁有机会神去亲身喺我哋对我哋说话。
God often speaks into our lives, right? Through fellow Christians, through servants of God.
好多时候神可能透过其他嘅基督徒去对我哋去说话，讲一出神嘅话语出嚟。
God can speak to your situation through circumstances.
亦都可能透過你當時所在嘅情況，你嘅環境，神亦都對你去說話。
Isn't it amazing? As we look in hindsight for many of the trials and troubles we've experienced that, you know, we see God's thread, His hand upon us, right? As we look back in hindsight, we can see it.
如果你真係去花時間去睇翻轉頭，睇翻喺你經歷嘅困難嘅時候，神點樣去帶領你幫助你係幾好嘅咧
？As we depend on Him, He leads us. That's the Christian life. You depend on God. You listen to His word. You depend on Him. You step out in faith and you move forward.
咩叫做基督徒嘅生活？就係話你去依靠神，去容讓神去帶領你行你基督徒嘅道路。
Do you see the appropriateness of the vision that God gives to Abram here?
你睇唔睇到喺呢度神所俾亞伯蘭所見到嗰個異象喺邊度咧
？Yeah, Abraham can count. You know, he can see the stars are innumerable.
亞伯蘭可能會睇到天上係有好多嘅星星。
But you know what God's point is? He's saying, "Hey, Abram, I made these. If I made these, certainly I could give you a son at age 80-something."
亞伯蘭，你明唔明白？係我去做呢個天上呢啲嘅月亮星宿。如果我可以咁樣樣都做到嘅時候，我點樣樣唔能夠俾一個兒子你咧
？Because it doesn't matter if Sarah and Abram are beyond by human means able to have a child。
縱然可能亞伯蘭同埋 撒來佢已經過咗佢哋生育嘅年齡。
And as the prophet Jeremiah puts it, Ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth, and by your great power and your outstretched arm, nothing is too hard.
正如好似呢個嘅以利亞呢個耶利米佢所講，係主你去創造呢個烈陽烈。呢、这個月亮同埋星宿，亦都當你伸展你嘅膀臂嘅時候，你去創造呢一切。
And as we learned last time, Abram believed. He believed the Lord.
咁正如上一次我哋所講，第六節，佢話亞伯蘭信耶和華。
Yeah, of course his faith. We know in the next chapter is going to waver, but at this point, you know, nothing's changed. No descendant, no land. I believe you, God.
佢話：雖然喺第十六章嚇講到亞伯蘭佢又做錯咗事，但喺呢一個第十五章裏邊，雖然佢依然係無子，佢依然係無地，但亞伯蘭佢話亞伯蘭信耶和華。
Again, as you can see up on the PowerPoint, faith was Abram's normal response to God's words.
係呢個信就係話你去信神所講嘅説話。
Yet this wonderful expression.Of Abram's faith didn't silence all Abram's questions. He still continued to question God.
佢唔係話將亞伯蘭所有嘅問題完全去壓低曬佢。亞伯蘭依然有佢嘅問題。
Right, we know from the very next chapter, which we'll look at next month, Abraham will betray his faith.
咁我喺第十六章，我下個月會睇到就話亞伯蘭依然去背叛咗神。
Because it's not that Abraham believed God and never again wondered about anything. We know.From the scriptures, he continued to ask questions and had doubts.
咁我哋喺呢個聖經裏邊繼續睇落去嘅時候，睇到亞伯蘭依然繼續有佢嘅問題。
So it's not a question about whether this promise would be fulfilled. Abraham's question is rather about how he might know that this promise would be fulfilled.
佢嘅問題就話呢一啲嘅應許，呢一啲嘅承諾。會係點樣樣去達成去做到呢
？And that's why the latter part of the chapter 9-21, Abraham asked for a sign to confirm the promise that God had given him.
所以喺呢個第九節到二十一節啊，就係、是、亞伯蘭去要求神去俾一個嘅一個嘅象徵啊，俾一樣嘢佢睇到清楚知道神所講嘅説話。
And we'll look at that ceremony, that sign.That covenant that God initiates with Abram next time in verses 9-21.
咁下個禮拜我哋睇九到廿一節，又講到呢一個嘅儀式，講到神去主動去立嘅一個嘅約。
Let me just say this. Again, verses 1-8 is really about a doubt and assurance. If you had to put it in a nutshell.
咁如果好簡單，第一呢個經文。前嗰半部佢係講到話懷疑同你嘅確據。
And guys, if you hit slide 6, Hebrews 6:13-14 says this: For when God made a promise to Abram, since he had no one greater to whom to swear, he swore by himself, saying, Surely I will bless you and multiply you.
喺呢個嘅希伯來書嘅第六章。第十三十四節，佢咁講，佢話神對呢個亞伯蘭作咗呢個承諾，雖然佢係冇其他嘅嘢可以對神去承認，但佢亦都係喺自己話，我會去祝福你，亦都去令你有呢個嘅後裔，好似行如沙數一樣。
And God wanted to make the unchanging nature of His purpose very clear.
亦都神好清楚講到一樣嘢。
And that's what you see in the latter part of the chapter. God confirms it with an oath.
亦都喺呢個嘅章節嘅後半節，神向佢立咗一個嘅誓言。
That oath and that covenant is really a instrument that God uses as our hope, our anchor for our soul.
就係對於喺我哋作為我哋喺我哋嘅靈魂上邊，好似一個嘅鏢去穩定我哋一樣。
If you're familiar with the book of Hebrews.Book of Hebrews is really a commentary on the Old in the New Testament on the Old Testament.
呢個嘅希伯來書就好似係一個新約聖經作為去解釋舊約聖經嘅解經書一樣。
And as you very well know, as a human being, everyone in here and out there needs an anchor.
每一個人都需要喺生命上邊有一個嘅鬧。
Everyone needs to have something that you can say, if I have this, I'm safe, I'm secure.
我有咗呢一樣嘢，我就有呢個安穩。
If my soul's resting in this, I'll be okay.
如果我嘅靈魂喺呢件事上邊去掙扎嘅時候，有呢一樣嘢，我就冇問題。
And the book of Hebrews harps on that point and uses the story of Abram to bring home that principle.
咁阿希伯來書就用亞伯拉罕嘅故事去解釋咗呢樣嘢出嚟。
Right? How could anything be any safer than putting your anchor in God?
除咗將你嘅信、將你嘅人生放喺神作為你嘅鬧嘅時候，仲有冇一樣嘢比呢樣嘢好啲咧
？Right? It's totally rational. Because anchoring God is not based on what you do.
唔係基於你所做嘅嘢。
It's based on what God has done.
係基於神為你所做嘅嘢。
And so how can you want anything more secure than that?
咁你除咗神之外，你能夠能唔能夠揾到一樣更加令你安穩嘅嘢咧
？And Paul summarizes what you're putting your anchor into by saying, "For he made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become."The righteousness of God in Him.
我哋透過耶穌基督一個無罪嘅人，我哋靠佢就可以得到啦。
That's what God did. He gives us His Son to anchor in, so that we could be secure in this celestial rock that's spinning around that we're on.
就係神將佢嘅兒子耶穌基督俾過我哋，作為我哋生命上邊呢一個嘅鏢。
Right? If you anchor in anything else, you know.Many of you are anchoring into your careers, or anchoring into your families, or all your degrees, or your health. It's not enough.
好多人將佢嘅鬧，將佢哋嘅職業，將佢哋嘅家庭，佢哋嘅學業嘅成就，作為佢哋嘅鬧，但呢一個鬧係唔穩陣嘅。
And you know very well it's not enough because you fret and you worry every day about those things.
你點知道你一個鬧係唔安全呢？因為你每一日都為到唔同嘅事去擔憂。
That's why you have to anchor into the Christ.
所以你要將你嘅鬧係同呢個嘅十字架去掛鈎。
He's the secure rock that you need to go through this life.
佢真正係嗰塊嘅石，係嗰塊嘅磐石，可以去穩固你。
You know, maybe you're saying to yourself, I'm not even sure about all this. I'm not sure I'm a Christian.
你話我唔知我係咪一個基督徒，我對你講嗰啲嘢我都唔係好清楚。
Again, it's not like you haven't tried. You anchored in other things. Where's it gotten you?
咁可能你都唔係話未試過將你嘅鬧放喺唔同嘅地方。
Maybe an ulcer. Maybe more gray hair.Maybe some sleepless nights.
或者可能你都經歷過，你試過個結果就係話你有更加多嘅白頭髮，好多時候你夜晚失眠。
The bottom line is, you anchor in anything other than Christ, you'll be drifting, drifting, drifting out.
最簡單就係話，如果你唔將你嘅鬧放喺耶穌基督身上嘅時候，你會慢慢慢慢嘅去流開。
God keeps His promises.
神去守佢嘅承諾。
His word is sure.
佢嘅説話係你嘅確據。
If you go to Him and say, "I'm in this relationship with Christ, but I'm not quite sure," you need to go to the Lord. You can go to Him yourself.
如果你唔清楚、你唔肯定嘅時候，好簡單，走翻去神嘅面前。
Do what Abraham did.Confess that you have doubts.
去好似亞伯拉罕一樣，去到神嘅面前去承認你嘅不信。
Ask God and say, "I don't have the assurance, the confidence that I need in this life of faith."
我冇呢一切嘅信喺度。
God's never going to say to you, "What's wrong with you?"
神唔會同你講我你有咩問題啊？你今日
？No, He'll say, "Let's do this. Let me show you."
我哋一齊去咁樣做。俾我睇到，讓你今日睇到係點樣樣嘅咧
？Slide 7, Romans 8:16, Paul says the Spirit Himself—that's a capital S—Spirit, God's Spirit Himself bears witness with our small s spirit, that we are children of God.
佢就話好清楚話俾我聽，佢話啊，我哋係神嘅兒女。
Pray, I want more of you, Lord. I want more of your presence.
主啊，我想你多啲嘅同我一齊。
I want to know you more.
佢話我想更加嘅認識你。
I'll get in the way of your grace.
佢話我要進入你嘅恩典嘅裏邊。
I want that incredible confidence, that boldness of faith.
我想有呢個因為信而帶來嗰個嘅勇敢。
I need you, Lord. I need your assurance that you truly love me.
我想有一個確據，清楚知道主你係愛我嘅。
Why wouldn't you want restoration? Why wouldn't you want redemption in the world?
點解你唔想有呢個嘅救贖喺度咧？
For yourself and for this entire creation.
為何你對這一切不想有這個確據在這裡呢?
For there's no hope apart from anchoring in to the Lord Jesus Christ.
當你離開了神，離開了這個牢的時候，你根本沒有這個盼望。
Father, we thank you for your word.
主，我們感謝你的話語。
We thank you that your word is good.
我哋感謝你嘅話語係好嘅。
And even though we waver in our life of faith,
對於我哋喺我哋嘅信上邊嚇，我哋有呢個嘅懷疑波動嘅時候
，We thank you that we could bring our doubts before you.
我哋感謝，因為我可以將我哋嘅懷疑帶到你嘅面前。
Help us to lay them honestly before you.
讓我哋今日可以誠實嘅將呢一切放喺你嘅面前。
And seek your assurance.
去尋求你嘅確據。
Shower us with your blessing and your love.
求你嘅福氣降臨喺我哋身上。
You've proven your love in the giving of your Son to us.
當你將你兒子俾過我哋嘅時候，我已經有呢個確據。
We'll receive much from you if we ask.
當我哋去求，我哋會得著。
Strengthen our faith today.
求你去堅固我哋嘅信心。
We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
奉主耶穌基督名求。